We were holding in the middle of a tesis. The tesis was an interesting tesis. We brought out the shaila. If somebody covers a pit that's not good for gemalim, but the animal, the show didn't fall in because the gemalim weakened the cover, rather the show fell in because there was a wormy, the cover from out of this world's illness. You never thought it would happen. It became wormy. Are you chayim for the show? What's the starting? Do we say, Migul, since you had an open pit as far as cows are concerned, you are a pesher and you're chayim for anything that falls in this pit, even if it fell in because of an illness? For instance, the worm that became wormy. Or no, we look at each situation as a separate situation. Camels falling in, it'd be chayim. A show falling in because of the camels, it would be chayim. But if it fell in because of some outside reason, which wasn't included in the original peshir, you won't be chayim. Jesus asked, what happened to Tchilasa Peshir with Sefer Ba'onis? What's the shayin at all? Then Maskana the Goyes get potter. Why should we potter? Tchilasa Peshir, you peshir, regarding the Shvarim, you peshir. The Sefer Ba'onis turned that fell due to the onus, not because of the pshir you did. The seder, it's philosophy pshir with the onus yachayim. So why should we bother? And the answer to Shmuel was,
it's worse
because
they would have
gone anyway. The onus wasn't because of the pshir. The only chayim for philosophy pshir with the seder onus. If somehow we can plug in the pshir into the onus, so you're not an onus, you're a pshir. Why? It was an onus. That all jumped off the roof. Yeah, but why did it jump off the roof? Because you put it on the roof. Oh, there's an element of shear there, so that's not an omen. Mashenkin, the cover getting wormy has nothing to do with the fact that camels can weaken. There was two different factors here, and therefore we don't say tovas of shear, we say for inis kai. Okay, so we're left with a shayla. Do we say migru? Do we say migru or not? What's the maskana of Gemara? We don't say migru. Where do we know that you don't say migru from? And Dobbin, you remember this one? Where's Makoi that you don't see me? That says.
Says, you in the case. Back island.
Yeah. Excellent. That means even though you was a share regarding the case, shade to the carton, he left an open pit. Since he left an open pit, he's carried the case, shade to the carton, any animal that falls in, besides being a care. Or an animal that is the care of bulls in the night time, you're going to be chai for it. And yet, they're not chai for the care in the daytime. You see, you don't say migul. You don't say migul. You don't say sensi for the care. And sensi the peshcheh regarding this animal, neither the peshcheh regarding the care as well. Don't say it, that's not stop. So now, Tosis, we have to now have a second wide line of Tosis. Tosis, we're going to ask on that. They said that in a non-comparable, these two cases just become a bed. So why can't they compare? Why are they not comparable? So it's culturally a proportion. You see where we are on the second wide line, that sixth last word. I will culturally a proportion may not by the same show you. Show you to the cotton, and how could we resolve our shayla based on this price of not on a serious of cotton? They're not comparable. These two cases are the same. It's not the same. Our case, where the camels will weaken the karma and the animal, the show will fall in. The ground didn't fall in because they're fell in because of something else, some other reason, but that's what the story was. So the case of the Cheshire to the cotton and the Piker. Why? The Holy Indian Piker regarding the price of Piker, it makes sense that he shouldn't be considered a Pishir or Pishir Ali the Migo through the Migo Shane Pishir, the Gabi Shoy Piker canal. He wasn't appreciated at all regarding the Shoei B'Keach. In the case of the Bryson, they were dominated over. That the person was appreciated regarding the Kish, Shoei, the cotton. regarding the Pekah, there is no way the Pekah should fall in the pit. So for many of them, we don't say Pigul. Now, how can you compare that to our case? In our case, the Shari, you were a big share for the Shari. Because this Shari should have fallen in the pit, because the cap will walk over it. So it should have fallen in the pit. So you were a big share regarding the Shari. We just want to know if we can somehow pull this Shia regarding the Shari to even a case where there's an onus for the Shari. That's the shadow of the Gemara. Do we say, since regarding the Shari was an open pit, then we don't care how the show fell in? That's the shadow of the Gemara. That's not comparable to rounds of Peshay for those animals, but this animal wasn't Peshay at all. In the case of the Pekah, there's no way this animal should have fallen in. And if it fell in at the end of the day, that's completely open. It's something I shouldn't have expected at all. How do I know that just because we don't say in that case of Hayy, that you won't say in our case also that you're Hayy? Our case, you were Peshay for the show. If you were Peshay for the show, it should be Hayy for the show. Following up. Okay, look at the two cases. We have two cases here. We have one case where the guy covered a pit with a type of cover which camels can't withstand. And this show is going to come along, and what's going to happen? It's going to fall inside. Why? The show, the camel is going to weaken it, and the show is going to fall inside because of that. So if you ask, when you made this boy, the guy made this book. Is he a Pesher? To start with, is he a Pesher regarding Shvoi?
Only is there a Nata or is there in terms of Nida?
Right, now I'm talking about a case where he covered it, the type of a cover, the camels are going to weaken, and therefore when the show will turn, he's going to fall through.
There are camels there.
He's a Pesher. Just what happened, actually, how did the animal fall in? How did the show fall in? Some fluke. It became moldy and he fell in through it. So that was an onus.
Certain camels will walk on and sleeping.
It's a very common thing. I
don't
have to be about that. It's something you should take it into account. So when you made that pit, not you, whatever it was, made that pit and covered it with this cover that's not very, it's not enough. He was a Pesher, right? He has that label. It's got that badge.
But when do we label him a Pesher?
Straight away.
It's a really soon takes a pet.
Right.
He's
understand.
Only there's something else that's
definitive.
He can take himself out of the
camera. Right. So he's a Pesher. The Pesher regarding the show. Can Mr. Show shout in and attempt to cover up with a better cover? Oh yeah. Yes. So what's it got to do with you? What's it got to do with me if my show is going to get injured? Suppose he can shout in, he can go to base and force his cover, right? Why? What's it got to do with him? Because the cover that's uncovered for him. Never the show's going to fall in. So he's a Pesher. Just what happened was the animal actually fell in a weird way because it became worm. So it happened to be an onus. So can Mr. Bow say, well, you can't, I know, I was wrong. I was a Pesher. But the mice, you can't claim anything from me because an onus happened. That's the shade of the Gemara. Can we say, even though you were a Pesher, you're going to be potter because it happened to him? So we don't. We say, no, Migu, since you're a Pesher, you're not going to be let off the hook at all. You're a Pesher. You're left your pit. That's the shayla of the Gemara. How are we going to prove this shayla? We have another mission, right? Mission and a Raisa. The show is going to show you the cotton. You had a pit that they could fall in, but no Pekah is going to fall in. Why is Pekah not going to fall in? It's open. And Pekah doesn't know where they go. So can the Pekah tell you to close your pit? Can he force you to close your pit? What would you say? That's his pit. Other people have to deal with that. Everybody has to deal with their own problem, right? So can Mr. Show take him to base then and say, listen, you left your pit open. I want you to cover it. Or can the boss say, what's it got to do with you? What would you say? The latter, sure. And the Mr. Boykins, what's it got to do with you? My catcher, what's it got to do with you? I'm doing, I agree, I'm a preacher for them, not for you. Right? You, I left the pit open. By the night, the night's closing, don't worry. The night's going to be good. In the daytime, I'm leaving it open. I'm doing some work in the daytime. And you have nothing to do with it at all. You've got no, your show is not going to fall in. Just driving me mad for no reason. Your show is not going to fall in. And what happens if the show does fall in? I don't know, you missed something, it fell in. And is the show, is the Mr. Bo-Tai? No. Why? Because it's Zionist. It shouldn't have fallen in, it's Zionist. One second. It's true regarding this animal, it's an Zionist. But you were definitely a Pesher regarding other animals. And we don't say, okay, since you're a Pesher regarding other animals, you're also a Pesher regarding this animal. But that we can understand why. Because as far as this animal, as far as you're concerned, you missed the show, you don't have a mouth, you don't have anything to say in this matter. You don't have anything to say. You, I looked after your animal as best I could possibly do. I looked after your animal. Your animal wouldn't have fallen in. And I put some type of cover in the animal, would have walked on and fallen in. No, sorry, it's a bit shared regarding your animal. But I didn't. I specially removed all the covers. Your animal is no way you're going to fall in. Other people can have issues, can take me to court, but you can't. And that's what came out from the end of the race. Since regarding that person, Mr. Show, I've done nothing wrong to him at all, so I'm not going to be chayav as far as the show is concerned. The Gemara brings a ride from that case to our case, and it's not the same at all. In that case, the case at the end of the pandemic, as we just said, Mr. Show has no say in the matter. His animal is well protected. So I was never b'sher regarding him. I was never b'sher regarding the show. In the case, the end of the page. The end of the Gemara, yeah. I covered it. It was uncovered. And the Chayav says, we've got to fall in. A B'keir got. Yeah. So as far as the B'keir is concerned, I wasn't a b'sher at all. As far as the show is going,
from the point of view of sure, the point of view of the Bob's board, he's still this near cheer.
Sure.
That's his perspective.
That's right. The shayla is whether we can therefore equate the two cases. We've got a shayla. What's in it? If you are a Bishaya, can we bring it over even in cases where you're really an onus? Now, the case of the Mishnah where we don't, the case of the Brach where we don't say it, when we don't bring it over, is a case where you were a Peshea but for them, and you were not Peshea for him, and then we don't bring it over regarding him, because you weren't Peshea at all. But we don't have a proof from there that you wouldn't bring it over in a case where you were Peshea. I was a Peshea even for the show. How? Because the cameras would have walked on and weakened. So I was a Peshea even for the show. So I'm called a Peshea, but who am I called a Peshea for? Not for them only, I'm going to be sheriff for you as well. Because your animal is going to get injured. So I'm going to be sheriff for you. So maybe in that case, I'm going to be sheriff for you. Then even if it's an anus happens in the end, would say a migu. Since I was a sheriff for him and for you, I'm going to be a chayav for you as well. That's the discussion. We're coming to arrive from a case where you're going to call off a sheriff for that guy. So in case where you are a sheriff for that guy. Yeah?
Yeah, well, our problem is reciting his Peshia regarding different individuals. Not like he's a Peshia in the case.
Sure. And that's a shame. Can we therefore equate that just because he's got a shame Peshia to therefore extrapolate and say in this case as well, you're going to be Chai? Since there's a Chiluk, you can't just say Peshia, Peshia. No, there is Peshia for them, there is Peshia for him. Maybe in a case where Peshia for him, it'd be more easier, it's easier to make you into a shear also for the anus.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, that's Tyson's kasha. So because of this kasha, Tyson's not going to say a new shot in this Gemara, and because we've got a new shot in the Gemara, it answers also the first half of Tyson's. When we think of the kasha, why don't we see Tyson's shear, the surgery of the anus, Kayim? Why don't we say it's an interpretive shear for the camel? Because through the camel, it should also be Chayav the onus of the worming of the lid, and the answer to that was no, it wasn't because of the pshir. The onus never because of the pshir. So it So it's now going to say a new pshat, and that's going to answer that question as well. So let's see inside.
Well, that first question wasn't really a question, because we gave a good answer.
Now we've got a new pshat. Now we don't have a code anymore. It's in his answer.
Oh,
and maybe now, if you find out it's even if it's not because of the pshat, maybe. So let's see. Then it's true though, so it's not coming to say a new answer because it didn't like the answer you gave. It's giving a new answer with the other a terrific kasha. How can we compare the cases? So what's the case? So the place is Venera, Louis. The last word on the word line is Venera. First word on the next line is Louis, and it's also 5-6 lines down is Louis. No, five lines. Okay, Venera. The Kiseo Shaloi Kuro Legimadin. What do you mean by Kiseo Shaloi Kuro? Non based on this. Kiseo Shaloi Kuro Legimadin, I am the Kaigamian. Shamiyad Shagamadim Oyrim Nifrastafte. Shat is not shat that the lid becomes weak and then the show will walk on it and fall through the covered pit. No. This pit, this cover, is not strong enough for the camel, meaning. Camels walk on them, they're in the pit. There's no lid anymore, right? The camels walk on this pit, on this cover, there is no more cover. So if there's no more cover, the ashta says, the ashta leker pshir b'shvarim v'al. He wasn't the pshir about the shvarim. He brought a cover that's good for shvarim, not good for camel. Shrich igmar, the man going to walk over it. Is there any risk of the show falling in this pit?
After the camels are up there.
Before or after? Any risk of that of the show falling in the pit?
No.
In the daytime?
No.
Why?
Because if the show walked out before camels did, it's perfectly good. And if not, it's an icker. You see there's a pit there and he's avoided.
Excellent. The show also, it sounds very much like the Bryce, right? The show of the fish, but not for the Gemalim. Sounds like not for the show. Here also, you're a b'shev for the Gemara, and not for the Shavoyim. Which can also be said about it. It's a managed occasion of both beginning and end of this. Then I also Gemara, if Gemara wouldn't come, for the Shavoyim. If Shavoyim can walk on it. We also Gemara, if Gemara do come, because Nikola Kurt gets the whole pit collapses, the whole cover collapses. Because the Shavoyim pick him, and pick him, we'll see it. Or Mitzorim, be careful, we'll learn off me. Or Mikonlocha, Mingle, but then you can. Instead of Mingle, instead of Shining, maybe we'll say Mingle, since you let this bit open regarding camels, maybe you have a share also regarding Shivoyim. The Shabbi Miboyron, Eomino Mingle, Dabba Bishel, the Gmanim, Abba Bishel, the Shivoyim Basso. And therefore, Shabbi Miboyron, it's very good that we asked. Do we say, Yomina, do we say, Mikada Bashir Gmari, since it's a Bashir for regarding Gmari, he's a Bashir for Shvarim, due to the Aslaw. But if he's there, the Shayef says, that place is Chat. But if he's there, based on this new Chat, no Shayef can also be Bashir for Savi Bainus. Can't be the Bashir for Savi Bainus. It can also be Savi Bainus, who, because is both, regarding the Shvarim, both the beginning and the end of all Oinus. But when you make this bit, you want to push air regarding the soil. The animal actually fell in, also was an illness, nothing to do with me. So we're right there, we've answered the first kasha as well, not to cross the chips of the illness, to cross the illness of the illness. Also, we understand the connection to the shape of the cotton of the calf, so it didn't develop.
There's no Mashiach, we just knocked out the
shape.
No Mashiach. Yeah, but there's no
Mingle. Since you left a bit open regarding money, you're also regarding yes, money. So this new chart thesis is a brand new chart, but it answers everything basically. The first question we asked, why shouldn't you be chai about the cost of chim saving bonus? Answered your own always through. Second question we have, what's a comparable to Kerish in the cotton where there we don't see a Mingle for the care. Because the camel shouldn't have fallen in at all. So I can compare that to this case in where the camels weaken the cover and then they show it will fall in. Answer is no. The weekend they come so much that there's no cover. And that's what the Shemarim went for them. What happened is the show should have brought on them.
And that's the sign. Do we say it's Vasim Shin?
We still have to open the question with the camel or something comes along that ruins the integrity of the. Other than worms. But the camel works to stay on it.
Such a shine that we never discussed. And we don't know what that would be.
Yeah, sure, that's right.
What would be that offer in the case if we don't have that chapter?
That we can live
and we can do it. Then it's a story. What would be that offer? Would we say that you're to share or not? We don't have a Gemara about that. Right? Then I'm wondering, that's an interesting shine. What would be that offer on the mindset? We don't have a Gemara. All the Gemara discussions is where it completely opens down.
Did everybody win like Tostos?
No. 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 Tyson does.
I hear.
Tyson's got a question. The Gemara doesn't ask questions whether the Mishnah and Barash is the left. No such Gemara.
The Gemara
doesn't ask a question that has a clear Mishnah that tells us to ask. Okay? So now, if you ask any school child, is that Baba Kana? If you go to an 11, 12-year-old and ask him, tell me, what's up? It's only expected, leaves a open and a cherished bowl in. Five or bottle? Sure, a cherished bowl. Five or bottle?
Okay.
Well, ask the same school kid, what's that offer if a piquet falls in? Five or bottle?
Depends if they're
in the later.
The bottle.
Everyone knows this. So it's clear that it's illegal. So what's that asking for? Why are they not asking a question? Do we say me on it? It's a bunch of mission. Everyone knows. Here is your guy. If you care, if you're potter on the same bit. Why should you be potter for the care? Or you will pay share for the cherished. Until you don't say me. What's our big shine? He made the cup that's not strong enough for camel, but it's strong enough for swarm. And the camel walked on it, and the camel made the camel fall off. And the swarm never went fall in. So he was a preserver of camel, but not for the. Not for the Shroyim. All you're going to say is Chayek for the Shroyim. I shouldn't. Or maybe the same thing. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly, no. What are you asking me that? It's all big shine in the Gemara. This question is only because of the last chapter. If you don't know the original chapter, this question was all that. The original chapter was you would be share even for the Shroyim because it's going to get weakened by the Gemara walking on it. That's not the same case as the mission at the end. That's a different shayla.
Not the same
case as the price, right?
Like the mission. So also, why did even know one question? Why did they pick the
mission? Yeah, that's the cash on. That's the cash on tomorrow. It's true. But that's not going to have an answer. That's the cash. But if we don't have the first one, I'll take the cash. Wouldn't be a cash. It's not a school question. It's the new question I'm asking. I know that if I get cap my little by education, if I'm in the care of the bottle, I know. But Rav Shaila, maybe in this case, there were you be shared, even in Garland, without Shavoyim, maybe here you'd be fine. Okay, that's a shame. Now, according to places, this case is exactly the same as the mission, just with different names. A camel walked over it. A camel is not protected for camels, it is protected for Shavoyim. It's exactly the same thing, it's not protected for Kerish. And it's protected for the cow. It's exactly the same, just different names.
So why have that question?
So what's the question of that thing?
Yeah.
And hey, when we can have a research. Need that. This cash is such a strong cash. This is gonna change all the Havanas and what could possibly be shot in that mission at the end of the right end. And it's good for us because we've learned that in Monica. And we can discuss it. A little bit more depth than we would normally do. So here goes. V'yesh loyver. There's places. V'yesh loyver. The sol kedai to hashto. Yossi, how would you translate the word sol kedai to hashto? No. In the past tense. Sol kedai to hashto means now this is the thought that the Gemara is thinking. The Gemara has got a new pshat. The Gemara, at least when the Gemara asked the question, has a new pshat in what the Mishnah means. So, currently, this is the thought. This is what's going up in their mind.
Apparently, this is what's going in their mind. The chol ha'shvayim, bein shoytein bein pikhim, peturim b'yoyim. You should know you made a mistake in Avon in the Mishnah. You go cross chayim shechayim. No, your mistake. Chayim is also potiful in the daytime. All shvayim are potiful, bein pikhim, bein shvayim, bein chayim. The bottle being shaken, being making the bottle of the yoim, a chayim of the light. I, the Mishnah said that you're chayim for Koroshim. Chayim shaken to God. The Mishnah said you're chayim. The Mishnah said you must need the marim in the light. The Mishnah told in the night time. So you're chayim for Chayim because it fell in the night time.
Is that why it's so much not to be put in the Mishnah, but be put in the night time? Why would one care day or night when you deal with a wild animal?
So now let's look at what's the Mishnah say.
Doesn't
the Mishnah says, not going to say that we're going to Mishnah and beat him like Conrad. Not going to say that Shari Khair is Shari to the cotton fact. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't mention a word of care. So we assumed if it says Shari Khair is Shari to the cotton fact, it must be that care if you are a pot. And therefore, when must that be? Must be in the daytime. So there's a lot of assumptions going on in Shat and Amish. There is a bright to the end, which actually says it all clearly. That's the bright that typically brings. But the Mishnah, which is what we expect every school child to know, not the bright, but the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the hairy shape of the cotton, your chayim. Obviously, we would have thought it means that we care. You are part of the call, and that must obviously be talking about in the daytime. So it's not saying you got it wrong. You got it wrong, you misunderstood. Any show in the daytime, you're part of the call. And every show in the nighttime, you're crying for. The mission is telling you if an animal fell in the nighttime, you're going to be crying. Not by the circle, show occasion, because meaning if any animal falls in when? In the nighttime, you're going to be crying. And in the daytime, if any animal falls in the daytime, what would you have then? It'd be bottom. In the nighttime, you're chayim, in the daytime, you're bottom. So at no time in the day do you have a case where I was a pesher regarding some animals and I was onus regarding others. At no time. In the daytime, I'm an onus for everyone. In the nighttime, I'm a pesher for everyone. There's never a time in 24 hours, never a time when you're Pesher for some and Onus for others. Yeah, so you're going to say that in a minute, how are you in the Mishnah? And that's what people want to say. There never is a time. So now we've got a great question. So what would be that lover if there is a time when you are Pesher for some and Onus for others? Right? What would be the difference? What would be the case of that Pesher for Gemara and Onus for Shvarim? I don't have a mission. The mission is on that case where during the entire time of either witness or a mission, I'm not someone who has others. Not us. The mission says, okay, you should have forgotten. So, how do you read that in the mission? How do you read it in the mission? It says, the knockout. Why is the mission talk about Kairish then? Liabusa. It's coming to tell me, Liabusa, Chidush. The Zonka Daito, I might have thought, Chayesh loy mechayim, you wouldn't be chayim for Chayesh. You would have thought that Chayesh shouldn't be chayim for. Because the boy in the middle of the command, like we're going to learn later, which is already done, the Cheshut of Gomel. Maybe we would think, I'm not chayim for the Chayesh. The Chayesh is a sugar animal, it killed itself. What do you want from me? It's a crazy animal. I have to look more normal animal. If you own a crazy animal, you look after the animal yourself. I'm not trying to look after your problem. So your normal animal that fell in, no, of course I'll be chayv at night time, which is be chayv there. But your chayish animal, you have a problem, you should lock him up better. Maybe I shouldn't be chayv for that. You must on the mission, you're even chayv for chayish. That's how you read the mission. Not for the sake of chayish, you're chayv, you're chayv. In Polsukim, you care. The Chiddush is even Chiddush, so forgotten the Chayim. Why? Because you might have thought
that it's not my goal. I could do normal thing. If you have a problem, you look after your animal yourself. Mashallah, no, even in that case,
what about the sunnah?
What about what? The sunnah? So the sunnah is not mentioned in the
price. No, especially does mention the price, not mentioned the
price. Very good. So we're gonna see the price in itself is saying the answer to the question we asked. What's the question we had? That what happens if the share for one time for some and things for others? Well, that the price is in the first. The Brighton says that we care, we're going to be careful, we're impossible. And I care, should we go, we're going to be careful. Must be talking about in the daytime. Right? So the Brighton is a good answer to the question, but we had a question. What's the question about the mission of Bereshit? The mission itself is not a mission of Bereshit. The mission itself is speaking about, could be speaking about just the nighttime. Okay. Maskana is not a maskana. We have a brisa. What's the brisa tell you? It's sometimes that you can be chayav for kerish and possible care. When will that be? In the day. But there's a change. The brisa of the galat has not shut. Okay. So it's got a question though. So very good. So how many always the havminah? How many was that by a pit that you leave uncovered? During the daytime, you're off the hook completely, and in the night, you're chayav entirely. So we're going to arrive from the Mishnah, they say legal, because there's never a time when you're chayav for one and potter for the other. There's no legal. Great choices, but it still is a legal. That nighttime, you are chayav. So why do we say legal that you are b'shem? In the nighttime, you're going to be chayav in the daytime as well. You can still say legal. You can't say migul that you're chayav for this animal, you should be chayav for this animal. You could say migul that you're chayav at night, you should be chayav in the daytime as well. And we're going to say that. So we have the same question again on the Gemara. The Gemara is asking a question. What does it do? We say since you're b'sher regarding the camel, you should be b'sher regarding the svar, right? That was the question of the Gemara?
Yeah.
I've got Mishnah. Mishnah tells me first. Well, the Mishnah tells me that you are b'sher at night, and yet you're not chayv in the daytime. You see, it doesn't say migul. However, you know the Mishnah, you have a right. The Mishnah tells me you're chayv for carrying shape of the God and when? At night. Why not?
It doesn't say that.
But okay,
it's a suggestion.
Right. Fine, it's not as much as the previous time. Previous understanding. Right, so Tosfos are going to say anyway that not Tosfos, that's not time, and this is an important thing with Maskana. Even this is what Tosfos say. You can't resolve anything based on that. It's not comparable to our case. This is the thing, Avadi doesn't say amigo to take from a different time to this time. Since it was a share for that time, it's going to be a chayav for this time, because it's a different time. All we're discussing is right now, you have that b'share badge. Right now, you're b'share regarding camel, regarding chayav. Right now, you're chayav, you're b'share. So that should be enough to be machayav, even if. Game worm, and that fish should be chayav for that. If right now I'm not b'sher of flour, right now I'm an oilus gomel, another time in my life I'll be b'sher, but that's not enough to bring over the b'sher into current time. Fine. Okay, till here, we hope, is clear. So this is the end of one shot. Okay, let's go over the shot of taste. Taste says a new shot tomorrow. What was the shayla of the Gemara? No, sure, help us out. What was the shayla of the Gemara? He takes the second shot.
The second shot that you have a lid that's good for shvarim, not good for gemalim. Camel comes along, steps on it, and breaks it. And so he's shaved with vis-a-vis the camel. What is vis-a-vis the shore, now he sees that the board is now open, and he's going to avoid it. So he's not Moshiach either way.
What's the din? That's the shine of the Gemara. And then the Gemara brings a raya from Kherish straight to Mekotin. Now, look, you're Moshiach 100% of God in the Kherish, and you weren't Moshiach with the Kherish, and you're positive. A great raya to the question of the Gemara. Tosfos got a question on that. I don't need to tell out that question, but the Mishnah Kherish says, the Mishnah did the Kherish of Kherish, Mashmah, you're positive with the Kherish. That's what Tosfos question was. Answer Tosfos, no, you made a mistake. The Mishnah didn't say you're chai for kirish, so your part means you're part of the gap. The Mishnah said you're chai for animals. I said kirish. Once you an extreme case, you're even chai for kirish. You might have thought, I don't have to be responsible for kirish because it calls itself its own demise because it's a kirish. The owner should have looked after its own animal. Come on, you're even chai for that. You make a pshir, you're chai even for crazy animals. That's what you're chayiv. So maybe that's what we should say. You're chayiv for animals. When? As be at night, because the daytime you're your phone. So maybe the Mishnah itself doesn't have any right to have chayiv. The Mishnah itself is no right. The Mishnah says you fell inside a chayiv shayiv of the cotton, meaning fell inside animals at night. That's what it means. What would be in the daytime if you did a good cover for one animal, but not so good for another animal? Or not good at all for an animal, would you be chayiv or not? I don't know. I don't have a mission. So that's the shame of the Gemara. Oh, the Gemara found the Brisa. The Brisa says it clearly. The Brisa says you can be chayiv for b'keah, sorry, pot for b'keah, and chayiv for chirish. When would that be? When's the case where you pot for b'keah and chayiv for chirish? Must be in the daytime. So you see, there's a difference between a chirish and a b'keah. And answer that shayla. So then it's so too. We have a camel and the shoy. Hold on, we have a camel. I'm not going to be chayav for this.
No,
me. No, no. Do you love it? No. Why?
I don't know. It's in some
the recording. Oh no.
We didn't.
Right. Okay. That's the first turret on. Well, the Teretz Potetzes. Now, then you've got another Pshat. And this other Pshat Potetzes fascinates from Pshat. Even if you didn't understand until here in Potetzes, this is where you can tune in again. Because this Potetzes is again what we learned later in the study as well and earlier. Oh, you know, another Pshat that we told us. Okay, so those of you that are just joining now, about 7 lines up from the end of the Olive. Not so good at my counting. It's actually 6 lines up then, Robert. Very let me read. Very let me read. See it? Very let me read. The Motzi Lamine. You could say, not like this. The Shape, Yoda, MS. Of course, we knew the MS of Gerch and Potter and Cheresh and Tzayah. We always knew that. If you ask any Sulchar, they know it, they got it right. We always knew Gerch and Potter and Cheresh and Tzayah. So why are we asking the Shaykh? You really, what are you asking for? No. Nahi delay on my hostel migu. You know why we don't say migu there? You know why you're not high for the pikeach there?
I guess a migu.
Because we should the hostel the pikeach kemazi atzmoi. We consider the pikeach that he committed suicide. He's suicidal. But he discovered the happiness atzmoi the boy. He killed himself. He saw the pit. And the pikeach, he said to the animal, what's he jumping in the pit for? You know why he jumped in the pit? Because he wants to commit suicide. Well, a Torah, lo chayve b'takola d'boi, the Torah only obligated you with the takola of a pit, elo kishe'en lo in the eye of the leader. Only when he's got nowhere to go and look and go. But we can't expect him to look where he goes. Amo kishe'en, the memele, the places, you want to know why you're bothered with the gear? Why are you bothered with the gear? Because you killed yourself. Why don't you say migul? I don't even say migul. I'm not trying to pay for animals who want to kill themselves. I'm not trying to pay for them. If this animal is walking down the road, it sees the pit. So why they're falling? This is a shadow which we discussed earlier. We had my colleague actually say about it, but we discussed it on
On that room, that disgusting. Every pikeach is meant to look where he hurt. Because he's looking in the daytime.
The male doesn't need a time to.
No.
The fact that it jumps in.
No.
It's so private. Unfortunately, people are going to
suicide. Yeah, you know, assume that it's mental illness. Ah. Like Rama said, you're hiding. Rama said, the person who makes suicide is hiding. It's something which we say, and it's something which
for an animal, I like. The fact that animal walked into an open pit doesn't mean that it's a perish.
No. One second. Yeah, no, I'm there. Okay, so one second. Let's get back to my office. So that's the thing. If you ask any school child, of course, they'll tell you that a cherish, your chayefa, and a pekeach, your potter. But not because you should know your potter because of oinsin. Pekeach is oinsin. No, pekeach is not an oinsin. Could be non oinsin. Could be pekeach is not oinsin. Could be you have to think about it. But be honest. The reason why your potter for pekeach is because it did it itself. Like we had once earlier in the Gemara before, and so how about also say it out? You put poison in front of an animal. And the animal eats it, not your problem. I'm not sure they say it. Here as well, I made the pit, the animal saw it, could have looked after himself. I'm not sure they keep it. It's his own problem. So it's his problem. So that's why I'm not character pit. So we've got to arrive at Migul now. What do you want to say? I've got to arrive at Migul. The Pesher got the Chayesh. So you should also be Pesher got the Pekeach. No, you got it wrong. The reason why you're part of a Pekeach is not because you're an anus. In which case we could apply the rule of Migul. The reason why you're potter for Bekeach is because he killed himself. It's his problem, it's not your problem. So Migul, and then Migul is not relevant.
Migul only comes to the table you're dealing with Onus and Shea.
Right, it's not to say you.
The
since you were Bekeach there, it's considered you were Bekeach here as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good about Bekeach because I was Bekeach. They didn't read my potter. If an animal killed itself, I think it was a fish here. An animal killed itself, I'm not going to pay. So therefore, the hammer of the Gemara is not arrived in the Mishnah. I'm about the Mishnah in the daytime. Cheresh, your chayef. Bekeach, your potter. Why you potter bekeach? I am ego. Answer is, the animal killed itself, committed itself suicide. Oh, and that's the hardest part of this chapter. This is taking on at the moment, maybe that the reason why you're high, the reason why you're high, you're taught to be careful to be killed. So what's a maskona? A maskona, what's a maskona? What does he mean from the writer? What's a maskona? Even about the care, we don't see it suicide. Maskona is a gemara. The gemara says, you know, we hold the aid that there would be a migul, and you don't say the migul. It's good. Maskana was retracting from the story, and an animal doesn't commit suicide. It's always finding it very hard to understand. An animal doesn't commit suicide. The reason why the animal fell in must be an illness, and yet you're not crying.
What does that make the question clearer?
I'm thinking, you asked that, really. Yeah, okay. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question, Gemara's answer. It's the basis that the Gemara understood in the beginning that the reason why you fought for Pekeach is because he killed himself. So I don't have to write anything about me going this case. But the reason why I'm fought is that the animal got in the fault. It's not my fault. Now, the comment of Gemara is that the reason why you're crying by Pekeach is not because he killed himself. The reason why he fought by Pekeach. The reason why he fought by Pekeach is not because he killed himself. The reason why he fought for Pekeach is because there was an oinus. One second, there was an oinus. But you were Pesher regarding the Cheresh. So why don't we sing Migul? Answer is, you don't sing Migul. That answer is Ashayin of the Gemara. That's the Ma'alat of Tezis, not us. Shmuel correctly writes, rightfully agitated, that the Ma'alat of the Gemara. If the Gemara just changed its mind, you thought one thing, so could that you thought the reason why you're prompted is that the animal committed suicide. Kamashalam, it didn't commit suicide. So then you could have brought the right from the Mishnah as well.
And what's the mission say? Okay, you should have done your kind. Mash not to care for your father. Why is Bob from the Kera? We're not telling you why, because it's an Ines. What do you see in the Brisa more than the Mishnah? It's the question that we all ask. And the Maram also on the page at the back. He answers the question as well. His question?
Yeah.
What changed in the Gemara? Gemara asked the question, the do we say legal? Why did Gemara not appear here? Why would not appear here from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you are chai for fish, potter for the care. Why can't we prove from the Mishnah they don't say legal? Says places. Because there haven't been a one. The reason why you're potter for the care is because it's suicide. Not because of it was an illness. If it was an illness, then you could prove it. If it's suicide, it killed itself. That's why you're not coming. That's what Tosis did, right? So far, so good. What's the Maskana say, Gemara? The Gemara does prove. Gemara does prove that you say that you don't say legal. Where does Gemara prove that you don't say legal from? From Cherish and Piquet. Well, what's the riot? You care for the reason why you don't have to pay because it's suicidal. It says David. No, when the Gemara proves it, there's no Maskana, the Gemara retracts from the Havana. Yeah? And the Gemara says, no, it's not true. The reason why you're crying for Cherish and Piquet is because you were Bishaya. And the reason why you're part of a Piquet, the Maskana is a Gemara why you're part of a Piquet, because it's obvious. Because it's obvious. Really, why it's been a skeleton command, really, why part of them for the care couldn't get in. The happening of the command, really, why part of the care was because it's suicide. That's the happening. The skeleton command, the reason why you part of the care because it's the illness. If it's because of illness, so I see you don't see me do. That's the good answer to taste. Yeah, so I'm probably getting more there and then you can.
And
it's a terrible problem.
And it's a chance of because the right because the rice at the end, that's the proof that's an owner.
Only have a proof that you're possible from the care. That would prove it's because of illness, maybe because it's suicidal. That's all the Gemara's thoughts. The Gemara means Chila thought one way, the Gemara concluded the different way. I mean to be asked. You have to go in the mind of the Gemara, not what's written. Go in the mind of the Gemara. The Gemara has a question about whether you say legal by Gemara and Svar. Why is the Gemara not figure out in the Mishnah? By Kev and Kirish. Why does Gemara ask a question?
Because of
the Mishnah and Fresh, why ask a question? What's the answer to that question? Why asking the question? So what's the answer to that question? The Gemara told the reason why you're possible to care is because it's suicidal. Because it killed itself. That's what I'm calling. Now China is a case where I was Peshaya for one, or use for another. Maybe the Peshaya, or therefore, the Machai needs for that reason. Right? But in a case where I was Peshaya for one and the animal killed itself, well, of course, I'm not trying to pay if the animal killed itself. So it's gone very bare in our China. That's what the Gemara is for. That's why the Gemara asked the question. It's in the back of the mind, but from here. Right over here, the Gemara, the people asking the Gemara, that's what they were thinking. They were thinking that the Keach, the reason why he potter is because he was suicidal, he killed himself. Which has no bearing on our shine. That's why we're asking. Right? But what's the Maskana? How did Gemara prove the Shaida? Answer the Shaida? How did Gemara answer it? And the Gemara says, well, we know that for Cheresh, you are potter, you're Chayyid. And if you care, you're bottled. So you see, you don't say maybe. Maybe you better throw on, I don't understand. The reason why you're bottled is because you care killed itself. So what's your right? But remember, now, we're not over here. Okay? Now we change our mind. Now we say, no, if you care, you should be high for. But the reason why you're positive, the reason why you're positive is because it's a righteous. It's not because it killed itself, but an animal doesn't kill itself. The reason why you're chayav is because it's a righteous. And if that's true, if you would say migul, then you would be chayav for it. Right? Because you would pay share for chayav. It should be chayav for righteous. So why are you not chayav if you pay up? Must be you don't say migul. That's what the Gemara wants to hear. So there's a change in the Havamina, the Maskana, not what's written. If you read the Gemara, you wouldn't see it. It's what's going on in the back of the mind of the Venea Yeshiva. It's clear that they thought the reason why animals took care of your bottom hole is because he was Mikoleta. Maskana, the reason why your bottom hole took care is because of the Venea. Right?
And no.
And then you can turn to Guru. No. So Shmuel, and this is now Shmuel's question, if it's all, the only change that happened was in their mind, then once your mind changes, you can bring it right to the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said that Yechai, Rechesh, Shaita, Mekon, does not say Pekah. Why not Pekah?
Mushroom.
Yeah, because you would be Pekah.
Right.
No, you would be
Pekah. Mushroom.
Yeah, why would you be Potter? Well, in that Havamina over here, the reason why you're potter is it's suicidal.
Right.
The Maskana over here, the reason why you're potter is because of lightness.
But you don't have any proof the one way or the other.
And the Brahmins also don't have a proof the other. You don't have anything. It doesn't say anything in the Gemara of this chain. It's all in the head.
Mm-hmm.
If so, why bring it all? You don't have a Brahmins if it says it. You don't have a Brahmins more than the mission. The mission says it's just as much as the Brahmins. The mission says, have you showed them the cotton you are? Much not be careful your bottle. Why your bottle? So think about it. You'll tell me why your bottle. Either because it's suicidal, want to live with Chinese, and I read why your bottle is not own it, and you don't see people. So why are you being advised to do? I don't ask the question. Yeah. That is also good. So, okay. So that is basically the end of the time. One little piece of taste to end up with, and that is in Toma. Amai nokit bae shaloi b'shchef mal. Why do we stress the Gemara of Shchef? If you look halfway down the page, the beginning of the line, it says the Shchef Gemara. Why are we talking about specifically Shchef Gemara? Why do we need it? Afilu lo Shchef Gemara Miklaon. Even the Gemara never come. Yochel Eishu, you can ask the same question. Dilim in Gemara Atzmon, Hoshe B'shef. Regarding the Gemara, we always have B'shef. We don't know all that. If you leave a pig uncovered, even if cows never come, if a camel does come, you're fine. You're uncovered. So you're always a pesher regarding the Gemara. So immediately, a pesher for the Gemara, you should be fine for the Shvarim.
Well, you're not going to come for a camel. Wouldn't the pig camel also over there?
No, here's camel. Well, or nighttime.
Okay, so then we're back to the same thing as Shvarim. You treat the camel just the same as you treat the shrine.
Then we know. We know. Why do we need to talk about the Gemara of Shishkia? Look at the Gemara of Nevishkia. You've got a camel that's a great camel for shrine.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Gemara. Gemara is never coming. But the mice you were a share for the Gemara. Had Gemara come, it would have fallen in. Right?
Actually, left it uncovered, the camel wouldn't have fallen.
But maybe
if it didn't,
like a camel that's not strong enough.
Yes, better than that was uncovered.
That was okay. If you've got a camel that's not strong enough for camel, camels never come in.
What's the question?
Are you a pesher for camel?
They never come in, no.
No, that takes the thought of the Hamadai. The Bible says that. You, if you don't cover something, matim for the animal, if that animal never comes, you're still called a pshir, not the animal. Regarding the animal, because you never covered the pit.
The animal doesn't, it's...
What happens if something
digs the pit?
What happens if something digs the pit, doesn't cover it at all? You know what happens? Something in Ayalon doesn't cover at all, and along comes an elephant and falls inside it. The last time the elephant crawled up Ayalon was probably the time with the model or something like that. Don't walk up Ayalon. But it did. Am I high for it? Sure. Because I left the pit uncovered. I left an elephant pit. Our elephants never come. You didn't cover it. The Torah says, you need to cover it. you didn't cover it, you're going to be chayiv. I never dreamt this animal would come. That doesn't mean if you did cover it, you could say that I never dreamt. If you didn't cover it, you're going to be chayiv. So it takes why do we talk about a case where you covered it with matim for shvarim, not matim for gemara, and gemara in Ashkia? Even if gemara never comes, it would be the same shayla. Even though she did gemara in the cloud, your Elisha did even gemara in Atzvon, or she be shea. Mechaiva lo, im hoyu noyplim. Even though she did gemara in the cloud, she did muchach bebaik and maizan, like was muchach ready to begin. So good, the first question. Mein shlom on the thesis of the loy shikhi if camels never come oh yeah we lost some brought me to become sometimes shita the loy min of migo we don't say migo given the loy shikhi be the other man in order to say migo it needs to be a shkia to give shi in order to say that my oyven I've got a shame for share to it it has to be that the shkia shia here that you're right it would be hard if camels would come would be had, but they don't come. And I did cover it for the Shemorim. I want to say Migulas Bishaya for Gemara should be Bishaya for Shemorim. That you only say if the Shchiyah Shia. Okay, so this ends up with something like that. After show you in good I saw in this is the same Benny Bar Finkel. He has a very interesting aura, which you can elaborate slightly on it. An interesting aura in Zmiris, in Shabbos, you say Lemik the Sheikh Tu, the Kurdish Kutchim, come back to the Migdash and the Kurdish Kutchim. Huh? Yeah, Kurdish. Astal, Divei. Then, if I'd ask you, why do you want the Mason Migdash to come back? What would be the reason why you want the Mason Migdash to come back? You ask me, the reason is, Kalbonis to be in all the Kalbonis. Well, what's the reason that it's in the Kori for you? Asad, the place, Ibe Yechtun, where we'll all be happy, Rufim and Ashim. Everyone, Rufim and the Ruch, will be happy. And you know what's going to happen then? And we'll sing for the invention a beautiful song. That's what we're looking forward to in the Beis Hamikdash coming back. We're looking forward, we'll all be very happy and be singing happy songs. It sounds that being a nice thing to have, that shouldn't be the first thing that we're dying for. Yeah, that's what we're singing every year. Every Friday night, we sing a lot in this part. Well, what's the whole big reminder of this of the Asad? You know, if you ask me, we say like we say on Seder night. What do we say? We say all the way through, and we say after scam of a camel, you take us out, and you bring us. So we say the things mean dosh. The chabal I've been saying that I understand. Yes. We're looking forward to having a Beis Hamikdash, whatever kapara. But looking forward to having a Beis Hamikdash to be happy. Obviously, the question leads to the answer. So the answer is that a person, as long as he's got a virus, is not shy to be happy. However happy a person feels he is, as much as he thinks the world's going his way and he's happy, that cold mind about various, you've got the soil in your neshama inside you, is not shaykh to be happy. It's not shaykh to get to the stage where you should be able to be done with Hashim the reaction. It's not shaykh. It says in the Gemara that there used to be a place outside Yerushalayim where people used to go to make cheshbonos if they're making good panos. There is not in Yerushalayim, right? But sometimes you make panos and make cheshbonos. Lacking a little bit, or you'll be upset, you mean the loss, and there'll be a certain atzus. And in your shalayim is not mocking, it's not mocking about atzus. You bring down from the Gemara, Gemara says, the why is there no Kamitz Beria in your shalayim? Or these pairs of Genoisa, why aren't they in your shalayim? Why are they in Genoisa, your time person? That's a funny question. Maybe the land of your shalayim is not suitable for pairs Genoisa. Maybe the land's not matin, well, Hamid's very. But no, the shortage of all good in the Beis Hamikdash, in Yerushalayim, and it's not shaykh that these things which are good shouldn't be there. That's why the Gemara gives the answer why they're not there. The question, they should be there. Why? Because the Makor of all Simcha, of all good things, should be there. And neither, because of the Beis Hamikdash, we're unable to bring the Korbanos, and we have that chisaron of a lack of Simcha. I once heard that it says if somebody is Mesameh, it says, in Sameh, Chos Mekada, somebody goes to Kafka, Mesameh Chos Mekada, his Averis, he has a clean slate, he has from Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't have any Averis. Rosh Hashanah says, why should that be? But if you mean Mesameh Chos Mekada, you have any Averis, he did the same law. And not to be Mesameh somebody, you have to be Mesimcha. It's not shad to be Mesimcha, I don't think Averis. So we have to clear the state of no, I mean, I can follow the same, but I'm able to be Mesameach, the Chosim of the Kabbalah, the as well. The Chosim doesn't have any other reason to be on the day of his Chosim, because he has to be Mesameach, he should. And it's not Shayach if he's got this weight on his shoulder. So maybe these two things, like Yeshua was saying, are connected. We dab on the Chabbalah, the Chabbalah in the signal is exactly the same thing which you say on Shabbos as well. And we should be there to have. To come back and be able to distinguish the shin reaction, because that's what we need. We need to be able to have this kapara. And the only way we get the kapara is place midosh, and then we'll be able to be so much more simple. That's another aspect that we're lacking. You know, people feel that they're so happy that life's you know, all the financial things we've talked about. They don't know what happiness means. And what's in there? I told them. A few years back, quite very strong. Sometimes he really like it was printed out there. So, but he said that the biggest, the most profitable drug in America, he said the name, I don't know what it is, it's for anti-depression. I mean, there's so much depression in the world, and people aren't finding happiness. And he's got his whole thing, he's running up to gas rates and things, but the Met, even in some ways, is good. So it's not shy to get to fully good level of happiness because we haven't got this place to make us. That's what we've done. We should be very good at it. We should come back. We shouldn't have Tisha B'Av. The same of Tisha B'Av is having made. We should be very good at it. We should have more simple again.
Amen. Shkoyah.